week's Parsha Shmois starts the Parsha of the Geula of Klal Yisrael. So the first question is in the way the Pasuk introduces it. It says, Rashi, yes, af bishamonon v'chayehem bishmoisom. I mean, we already itemized it. I mean, the understanding is that we're going to be learning Shmois as a hemshach of the Bereishis. So, we already have it listed. Chaz amonim misasim, that it's l'diach yibasim. So, Rashi says, so Rashi asks this kasha, why? Certainly, you need, I mean, Vayomos Yosef Kolechov is the beginning of what happened. But the fact that the Shemus they sold Bar Mitzrayim is strange. The Tanchuma says over here a lashon of Lechuri seems to be alluding to this kasha. He doesn't quite say it as a kasha teretz, but Tanchuma says it. Ishu veisir bo Ruven Shimon kol ha-shvatim l'shem gulas Yisrael nikro. All the shvatim are called Al Shem Gulas Yisrael. Ruvain Al Shem Roy Risa Sani Ami. Shimon Vishnu Kimas Hakosom. Levi Vinuva Goyim Rabbi Al Shem. And so on. Each and every Shevet over here, it has a remez for the Gula. So Keilu, it makes sense to list the Shvatim here, the Shemus of the Shvatim, because since each and every Shem of the Shevet has in itself a remez for gula, has a toich of gula, so mele it's listed also here. I would like to understand a little bit the movement of that. I mean, is like how do we understand that? For it means that there's some sort of quality in the name that he gave them, Ruach HaKodesh, or whatever it is. There's some quality in the name that's meramez on the eventual geula. So that, I guess, if we were to really focus on it, it's still not a reason to list it here. In other words, we're starting with the golas. Really, Parash Shmoy starts with golas, not with geula. The fact that these shvatim went down there, that's part of the golas. Sometime later, there could be a parash the elu. Shmois bnei Yisrael she'olu mitzrayim, she'yotzu mitzrayim, shimon ruvenev, and then we would have some sort of remes regula. To have the remes regula here at the beginning, when really this is the parish of Golos, is strange. It's a school, I guess. It's a school for us. But because it doesn't quite satisfy us in answering the pasuk in terms of why would we start the parsha of Geula, with the parsha of Golos? Really, this is the parsha of Golos, this whole next section, with the names that are meramis to Geula. Okay. The next point is towards the end. Moshe Rabbeinu insists on knowing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says that so Rashi says, I'm going to be with them in this tzara like I'm going to be with them in the other malchis. So instead of saying Eka She'eka, it means that I am in together with Claudius. Instead of meaning future Golos, it means now. In the sense that this is referring to the present Golos, Lachur, the name Erke, is not accurate. It's one thing if the Pasuk means Erke She'erke, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in the future Golos with them. So then we understand at least why it's Lashon Asid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him it will be in the future like I'm now. The fact that both are Lashon Asid Beseder. But if he tells him, Vayomer Koisom LeYisrael Ekesh Lachani Aleichem, So now we're talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them now in Golus. That's not Erekeh. That's Lashon Hoiveh. Even Ovar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Anoichi Eir Nimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maftiach, that he goes down with us. So what's the Pshat, the Erekeh, as one name? If you give it over as Erekeh She'erekeh, where the Ikar HaDgosh is for the future Golus, so then the Asid, even here, you machpil it, you give both Asid. But if you're talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only about this Golos, because he shouldn't mention the other Golosin, then why is it Lashon Hoiveh? It was Lashon Asid. It should be Lashon Hoiveh, because that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about now as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming along with them. It should have said, I'm the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to be with you in the I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's been with you all the time. I promised Yaakov I would go down with him, and I've been there the whole time, and now I'm waiting to begol you. If you take a look at the Lashon, we have a bracha that we ask for Geula. There's one of the brachas of Shemini Esrei is a bracha of Geula. So we have we have different pratim of Geula. We have Yerushalayim. We have the Malchus Beis David. You have Shema Koleinu, which the Goyen says is Beis Hamikdash. The Goyen divides up the brachas into groups. And he says the last three of the middle ones, of the middle 12, are Keneged Geula. So you have Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, and Mashiach. Those three in Yanim. That's good. This bracha over here, he's in a different category. Re'ino goes really together with Fa'ino Baruch Aleinu. So Re'ino is sort of a generic bracha on Geula, which is strange what it is. We start the first three brachas on Mesada, the person, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Das, if a person is not a part Das, then there's no one to talk about. A person wipes his slate clean with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Tshuva and Slicha. So the first three brachas are to take care of that Mida Lifnei Hashem as such. And then our first Bakasha, once we finish that, is really Geula, which is strange why Geula isn't put together with the other ones. But the nusach of it is a kind of it's a takeoff of the pasuk. Re'eino v'anyenu is a take of Roy Risi as ani ami. Ugaleinu mehero leman shmecha, that Geula is leman shmoi. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'omuli Mashmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the name, and that's the name of Geula. So there's a specific shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Miuchet for Geula. There's the shamus of Klal Yisrael. They come with those names. Those are names of Geula. They come with the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a separate name. That's Miuchet to Geula. And it's that Laman Shmoy and Ugalim Ashmecha is what the Geula is for. So there's a certain shame that's miyuchet for Geula. You have it also in the beginning. Umei v'goyel levnei v'nehem laman shmoy bi'ava. And here it is, Ugalim Meir laman shmecha. It's the only laman shmecha that we have in davening. In Nusach HaTfilah Mamish, there are a lot of others in the Burachums and so on. But in the Nusach, if we take a look in the entire Shemini Esrei, where we have the Bakashas, the only one that carries Leman Shmoy is Geula, both in the introduction of the Avos, Umei V'goyel Levnei Leman Shmoy Bi'ava, and in the direct Bakasha. So in that chilek of Hanhaga that we call Shmois of Yisbarach, that's where Geula lies specifically. And mitzad the parasha, it's so hard to. One of the Chazal say that one of the schusim of the Geula was that there was Lishinu Hashmom. The Ve'elah Shemes Yisrael, the Tanchuma says these are Shemes of Geula. And I guess if I needed to specifically understand the Tanchuma light of this, it would mean that it's because these names of Geula went down into Eretz Yisrael. They went out to Mitzrayim. That's why there was a Geula. Moshe Rabbeinu came and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh him to be Goel Klal Yisrael. He needed a name. There needed to be a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one feels that because Geula is Leman Shmoy, that's why there needs to be a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're mesiachas to in the Geula. So we need to understand what is this Indian over here of the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shame of Klal Yisrael, the shame of the Geula. Why of all the facets of a person and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that specifically is listed, the nekud that's listed as the key to Geula is the shame. And the Ikei Kuva, in other words, when we try to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geula, it's because of Re'eino V'Onyeinu. And that's how it starts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on the Ami. And now Tfilas Re'eino V'Onyeinu, that's the Kuda of Bakasha, that's the springboard for Bakasha on Geula. So let's try to understand the nature of the Golus and the Geula and so on. We have, when we speak of the differences between Tzaddik and Rasha, we say there are many differences b'chayehem. We distinguish in terms of Olam Haba and Gehenem and Gan Eden, all these things. There's one more nekuda, and that is Shem Rishoyim Yirkav. We say Shem Rishoyim Yirkav, Yimach Shmoy V'Zichroy. Whereas a tzaddik is Zichroy Zboruch and so on. The name of a person, or the etzem musig of a shame, is a tsur ruchnis that in a certain sense supersedes the person, and the person really is what gives life to that name. For instance, we call somebody the Goel Rishon and Goel Achrein. So Moshe is the Goel Rishon, but Goel Rishon is a certain tsura. It's a certain demus that be'etzem is the ruchniistic demus of the person, and the person is the one who happens to be the one that fulfilled it. When a lot of times you find in the psukim, when Chazal dash in psukim, that when there's a name in the pasuk, it's not really him, but it's him. This is Yerubal, is really Boaz, and this is this, and all sorts of things that Chazal tell us, this was really him, this was him, this was him. What's up shot in that? The answer is that in the Pasuk, the name that's given is the Tzur Ruchnis, it's what the person is. Moshe Rabbeinu had seven names. And then there's a particular individual that fills that role, and he's the one who does it. But the person himself and the name, it's sort of as if the name is the bigger tzur of it. It's the ruchniistic mitzias of the person, and the person is zeichet to accomplish what his name is. So sometimes the person is called kula identified with his name, and the person is the name, and that's when a person says such a shlemus. And sometimes it is called like that. Sometimes it's not called like that. and you know, and all sorts of variations. Even sometimes, you know, Yaakov, sometimes Chosa, sometimes Molly, or Yaakov Yisrael. All of the different inyanim are when this particular person fulfills his name and so on. That's the musig of a name. By the Dora Flugga, Benasalono shame means they wanted to create a metzias that would supersede any one of their lives. So the desire to create a mohus that I'm identified with, that supersedes me and is bigger than me and remains even when I'm not around, that's the musik of a name. And that's why the Akash Baruch Hu promises like it says for the Saris and the Gera Nilva and the Nacha Nilva that he'll make him shame Oilam. That there'll be an eternal name, you know, the musig of the person's metzias superseding his own time of activity is what a person can be shayev to. So, for us, the name is something which is the metzias, the demus ruchnias that we project to be. If a person is lucky, he fulfills it. If a person is not lucky, he doesn't fulfill it. And or somewhere, or some part of it. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, it's the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is totally out of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is beyond the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu projects certain anhagis. He's a goyel. So for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Goyal is a Tzura Ruchnis that he projects into this world, but in a sense it's less than him, because we have no Shaychas to him, Kaviyachol, we have Shaychas to the Shmoysov. So it's fascinating that the same Nekuda that becomes, both of them are the same Inyan, a certain projection of a Ruchnistic concept of Metzias. For us, this is greater than us. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a step down in order to give us a makom to have shaychus to it. That's the inyan of a shame of a name. So in Shmoysav Yisbarach, it's a place where we have shaychus to. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his name. We learn about his name and so on. For us, it's bigger than us. That's the musig of Kes Hashem Tov. Kes Hashem Tov. Oilam kulanu. Kesa Shem Tov means kahuna, malchus, and Torah. A person does great things. When he has a Kesa Shem Tov, it means he has a projection of having created a certain demus, a certain tsura, that even though it supersedes the person and becomes a metzias. When we speak of Chavetz Chaim, we couldn't identify him in a picture. We don't know what he looked like, but it's a demus ruchnis of Chavetz Chaim that, or the goyin, that the pshat is. It represents a metzias, a certain metzias to us that goes beyond the particular person who was the Chavetz Chaim or who was the goyin. That's the inyan of a shame and a name by us and kaviyach by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The musig of golos and geula. There are many, many. You have Teichachas, and you have the Parsha Teichachai of the Teichachas, and the terrible, terrible Einshim Kadosh Baruch Hu will give, and all the and tremendous list of terrible Einshim. The end of the Einshim is Golos. Like if everything doesn't work, we go into Golos. Golos can sometimes be terrible. Hard to imagine that any Golos was worse than all of those terrible Einshim. And you know, some golos were quite pleasant, you know, reasonably calm and pleasant. So why is golos the very end of it and the worst of it all? The answer is all of these. When we're talking about what could happen bad to Klal Yisrael, is a diminishing of Klal Yisrael. And Sayin Echos and Sayin Kamos and Sayin Ruach, in everything. So each and every affliction that the Teichacha gives us is Mimayit the Tzura and Klaiso. We shrink. And that's every type of Oynish is like that. Golos is the Chetimtza, where we just about disappear. Where we disappear and don't have any, we cease to exist. So if we to look at existence and non-existence as being the ultimate Oynesh or Klai Yisrael, so long as we have our own Tzur in Eretz Yisrael, we have our own structure, we exist. Each Makkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on us, every Tzara shrinks us. The word Tzara, narrows us. We become a compressed version of who we were, a desiccated version. But we're still there. When we go into Golos, the possibility of ceasing to exist happens by assimilation, by being swallowed up by another Ummah. We just don't have our Tzur anymore. That is what Golos is. Like the Rambam's Lashon in Avodah Zarah, that kimat kot, they were a hair breadth away from losing it all, and they no longer would be, they no longer would be Klal Yisrael. They'd be Mitzrim of Israelite descent, Mitzrim though. The Maral says, which is quoted many times, that the reason why if Klal Yisrael would have gone into Memphis, into the Nun Shar Tumah, there wouldn't be Geula. Ayikach Shmarcho is Maftiach. So he says, Geula means taking a goy mikarev goy. You have one nation swallowed up in another nation, if you taking that out, removing the goy mikarev goy, is called Geula. Lamashal, the Musa Chazal give a mashal like a roya being mialed. An animal, the sheep or cow, the vlad is in the mother, but it has its own tzura. So let's understand the mashal Chazal gave us. The mashal Chazal a noikiv yoyin ada tehoim. If somebody takes a look at the mare or the sheep that has an uber. It's outside. Sometimes it's nicker. Sometimes it's not. All at the most that it's nicker is it's kind of heavier, bigger, fatter. That's all one sees. When you look inside, you see a whole other tsura of a being inside it. A little horse, a little cow, a little sheep. That's what we see when you go inside. The raya is that when you miyalid it, you get a whole barrier. That's a complete barrier. Masha'inke, let's give a different dogma. Imagine a lion ate up a cow. So the cow has become part of the lion, but it's all lion. You don't take a lion and cut it up and say this piece was grew when he ate this sheep. This piece grew when he ate this cow. That type of metzias is a total obliteration of what was, and all I can say is this lion looks big and fat because he's eaten so many sheep and so many cows. That is the that's the critical point of Golos and Geula. So Golos is an attack on the very metzias, not the physical metzias as much as the atzmias. The ruchnistik metzias of Klal Yisrael being swallowed up, and geula is the process of removing an inyan that has a Shem Yisrael on it and can be removed. That's golos geula. For the critical piece for geula to happen is that the name. That the shame be preserved. So long as there's a name here, so long as there's a metzias, if a person calls himself B'Shem Yisrael, a person says, I am different, I may be different. I may look the same, but I'm be'etzem different. So just like a person who goes to a country, to Africa, it looks darker, it's hotter, and certain outside physical characteristics will change because that's, you know. But on that, it says, Al tirunia shanish ha-choyres shezafasni ha-shamish, that the person, when once he's taken out of an environment, he springs back to it. His genes, his tzura be'etzem is not that tzura. And b'meila, it jumps back to what it was. So Golos and Gula focuses on the point of when a certain mitzias is subsumed but not consumed by something else. When it's completely in something else. And mitzitzeniusoi, it looks like it's swallowed up and it doesn't have its own mitzias. But if mitzat the pnimius, it has its own mitzias, it has own gedder, and it is its own mitzias. That's the dividing line between Gauls and Gula. In all the Ummas Ha'olam, if you take them and you send them into Golos, they never come back again. They never come back again because their tsura atzmis is toluy not in any pnim, but it's toluy in its surrounding. Behancha elyon goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out the world into different umas, and b'meila, when you take one umma and you place it within the boundaries of another umma, given fair amount of time, not a terribly great amount of time, one generation, and they are the other umma. Because since the metzias is totally on the chitzonius sheboy, on the chutz sheboy, then their whole, then everything is swallowed up by it, and everything what is the metzias? A Brazilian is somebody who lives in Brazil and speaks Portuguese and eats what Brazilian eats. That's what a Brazilian is. So the fact that his bubba came from Japan makes no difference. It doesn't make a difference. So what does he have? It's where he came from, where his great-grandmother came from. So what? But there's nothing, if the mass of the person is identified with the language, place, and culture, and so on, then he is. The famous Siddush part that by it says that the Knani came, the Amaleki, it says in the Pasuk that the Knani came from Amalek, and the Chazal say that he spoke, they tried to dress up and to speak like Knanim, and so the Velt says, well, why didn't they both dress up and also speak, and then they'd fool Chal Yisrael, because Chal Yisrael didn't know who to mispower for. So the Velt says that if they would dress up as the other Ummah, and they would speak the language, they would be the other Ummah. You need to have the nekuda that you're preserving in order to still retain the name of whatever Ummah you're coming from. So, Klal Yisrael's test, the union of Golos of Klal Yisrael, is one of the hard inyanim to understand why and what. It was muftach in the Brisbane Absurdum way before there was any real Averis and so on. Chazal pointed out by Ma'eda and so on. But the test of Golos is the test to see whether Klal Yisrael has an Atzmius or not. Can you survive in another Ummah and remain who you are be'etzim? And even though the other Ummah will have swallowed you up and so on, you're going to be to be who you are. That's why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anochi Eridimcha Al Tir Yaakov Anochi Eridimcha Lechura, the pasuk, if you would be dayik, it should be different. Yaakov Avinu was scared. He'd go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a dangerous place. And Ruchnis and Gashmis, not a good place. Who knows what would happen to them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said, I'll be with you there. It's just like when somebody is going to some place that I'm scared, I'll say, don't worry, I'll be there for you. I'll bring you back. Anoichi Eirim, I'll go down with you, is a little bit not meduyik. That's not the point I usually make. The main point is, when you're there, I'll be with you, and I'll protect you, and I'll watch over you. Anoichi Eirim means the reason why you're going to come out and back is because I went down with you. In other words, the etzem you read the into Mitzrayim was done with coming in as a separate surah. When I go as an immigrant to another country, my das, when I file papers to become a citizen, when I apply for a visa as a citizen, as a future citizen, my das is I'm going in lishtakea. I'm going in to become one of you. So it takes some time, and maybe never, that I change completely, because I was born someplace else. But that's my das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're going down with me. The shaila, whether you'll come up again or not, is totally in how you go down. If you go down, I'm not ishtakea, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to show up anywhere. If you go up just logur, then you went down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there, and make sure that that gachelus is never extinguished, that ember is never extinguished. The key to holding on to that is the shame. As long as there's a Shem Yisrael on the person, and as long as the person holds on and he says Ivri Anoichi, then it's very interesting that somebody pointed out that the Targum in Bereishis teaches Ivri Ivroi. And in Shmois and onwards, I think he teaches it Yisrael, that or Yudoi, I don't remember the Yudoi maybe, that the word Ivri in beforehand meant Amfeva Nar. In Mitzrayim, it identified them as being non Mitzrim. It was an identification who they are. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was the people that went down there, and that's why it starts with Shema Shel Geula. In other words, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they went into Mitzrayim as people who are going to jump back. Just like you have materials, like a spring, for instance. The reason why a spring jumps back when you let go is because when you compressed him, he protested. He was being compressed. He didn't change. Certain other materials change, and when you squeeze it together, it stays that way. Certain material, all sorts of memory foams, they jump back, they hold back the same shape. It's because it has its own mitzias, and when you push it and pull it and turn it and twist it, it will give, but it'll never lose its core mitzias. So going down into Mitzrayim, That was the metzias of Klal Yisrael, was people who are going to be nigal, and that was the pshat in the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Let's understand how this reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is immutable, hayahaviya, never will change. Nothing, he is, and that's that. That's a metzias that we have no shaykes to. It's beyond us. But the way it's nizgala in the Bria is when there are changes, and still it comes back to it once. When the world twists and turns and does and uses its bechira, and then the nekud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bounces back and is nizgala itself, that's where you have the musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nitzchias and lack of shinui. Eker she eker the word doesn't mean I will be there in all the galyas. Eker she eker is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in himself the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shame of eker is that even if it seems to disappear, it's just waiting to come up again, like that spring. So it's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, anytime all the gullus that will be won't affect Klai, it won't destroy Klai Yisrael, because once you megalad the name of Eke, you megalad the Shem of Geula in Klai Yisrael, and therefore it stays. That's the side of the name of Eke Asher Eke. It's just that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't talk about the Golus and the LB. But understanding that the most of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be there. And even in Matzavim, when it's not apparent, Yudke Vavke is when you see it, when it's open, when it's Lefanecha. Here it's where something is going to jump back again. So the Mevi Goyal, all of these Inyanim are Laman Shmoy, because Geula is tied specifically to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zeluma says our name. It's a Gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga never changes, because even when it's Behester, it's going on, and we see it when it jumps out into the light. And for us, it requires a holding on to the Atzmius, no matter what. The reason why Oini, right? The first thing is Oisis Bani Ami and Reino Vanyenu. The Maral says that an Oni is Kosh of Kemes, because if you get your Chias from someone else, from somewhere else, you're like a mace. You don't have, you're not self-sufficient. You don't justify your own existence. You're living off somebody else. And that's why he says, Sonim Matanis Yichya. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the matzav of Mis and Golos, is that we draw some of our chiyus from the host. Just like an Uber b'mei imoy is tolib mei imoy, it's tolib be imoy because it's oichom Hashem oichom shoyseh shoyseh shoyseh. Since the unique in Golos, begolui, the chelik begolui comes through the umzah that we're within, so that's a serious infringement on our mitzias. If a person's very chiyus is coming from someplace else, then who are we? If I'm totally dependent on somebody, if somebody is the source of my chiyus, I can't talk against him. Not only because I'm afraid to lose my chiyus. I mean, I can't cut the branch from the tree that's supporting me. Logically, it's like that. Klal Yisrael's plight in Golos, it's interesting. It's not the suffering so much in Ulus Olam. It's the fact that the dependency on Ulus Olam in everything. Whether it's the economic structure, whether it's the culture, whether it's understanding, whether it's the approval, every facet of being mitli toli in somebody else is anias. It's a lack of, you don't justify your own existence. So that's the matzav of Golos, and the matzav of Geula is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us back our own mitzias, our own self. This inyan is nagea, the hashkafa, the big picture of Klal Yisrael bin Umas HaOlam, the understanding that we amongst Umas HaOlam, that the real Golos is that our Metzias is really subsumed to someone else's Metzias. And in many areas, that's the big picture. We see ourselves as part of that. And whether it comes with a lot of, with a big physical price, or not, is Betzim irrelevant. The holding on what our avodah in Golos more than anything else is to hold on to the Shem Yisrael, and that's why many Gdol Yisrael put such a tremendous emphasis on Levush and Loshen and all these things to an extraordinary extreme. And to us it sounds, I mean, yes, it's a barrier, but at the end of the day, do we really think everybody is going to shmad themselves if you speak the language, look the same, and so on? Oh, you know, okay. I think the sensitivity of the G'day L'Olam was different. The sensitivity was more than any aveir we could do, when we stop looking at ourselves with our own tzura, that we are a separate entity with our own metzias. So adrabba, the more chiyas we yoinik from around us, the more it erases any sense that we have of self, of Yisrael. And the only eitzah for gula is shemus of gula, where we dehair ourselves that constantly, that this is what we are, who we are, what we're waiting for. It's true also in a person's own life. In the tkufis, there are different types of nisyonis. And one of the strongest nisyonis are when a person has to struggle, he's in an environment, in a metzias, for whatever reason, where the things that define him, this is my nekuda, this is my metzias, these are the things that I need to be makbid on. A lot of times you'll find an inyan, almost like arkser mesane, that Chazal said yet moise nefesh, because in time of Zeus Shemad. The answer is because arkser mesane becomes the definition of Yisrael. A person himself also knows there are certain inyanim that the geder is aveira, like aveira, dava mechur, mitzvah, great mitzvah. It's a type of inyan where it's a halachic issue. There are certain inyanim that a person recognizes in life, nisyonis, where it's a nisyon of who you are. One of the terrible nisyonis is a person who sees himself as an honest person, and he feels that that's right. And then he has an nisyon in mischer, business, something, where he's asked to compromise on it. So there's two ways of looking on it. One way is to look at the halachic issue and get a sense. That's obviously you have to pass the shaila. But let's say the shaila is this. Let's say the answer is this. Yesh lahat al piatchak or whatever it is. But if a person feels that this touches on a core nekuda of who he is and what he is, then a person is going to lose himself in that nisoyan. A person doesn't like it. A person feels, he's a sensitive person. He doesn't like it when people talk bad of other people. And then he has a nisoyan, he's fashlept in a chabura, and then people are saying nasty things, unkind things about other people. Now, beyond the Aveira Shabbai, the nisoyan here is if you fall in, then you'll never be able to face yourself and say, who am I? I thought this was me. And then I realized that also is gone. So who's the me that's waiting to pull myself out of the blotter? For a person who has a little bit of argosh or bal nefesh, the question of identifying yourself and knowing that those are, and not, I mean literally, but those are yarag bal yavav for me. Because for me, this nekuda is, it's not me. If I cross this red line, then I've lost myself. And there's nobody to work with. Just like on a klal level, the big shaila is, as long as we're a we, as long as I carry the Shem Yisrael, then there's somebody to be goyel. The spring still has that memory in it to spring back. And just a question of when the pressure will be let off. The same thing on a personal level. Every single person has those nekudas. And of all the ruchnistik and nisyanis we face, the toughest one is when it's an akuda that goes to the core of who we are and what we are. And the re'eno v'onyenu, on a personal level, the tefillah for re'eno v'onyenu, take a look, I'm dependent on all these people, this is my society, and the values that they live, that they espouse, are things that are against what I am, to the core of it. That's a tefillah re'eno v'onyenu. I'm getting my chiyas from this society, and it's, I can't. And to be oimid ben isoyin, that a person knows that he has to, if he doesn't retain the nekuda that is him, then he'll be a ghost, he'll be a shadow, it'll be just a goof without a neshama. Those are the inyanim that go into level in the inyan of personal galus and personal gula. if a person works on himself and he has a name of Geula before he goes into Golos, if a person knows what he is and what his Nekuda is before it happens, and he recognizes as such, then he's calling that Avtocha, that Anoche Eridim Chod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with him. And at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the person back, and is goyel him leman shmoy, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a nekuda of toiv, no matter how battered it is, and how repressed it is, it manages to come out again. And in every yochid, if a person holds on to a nekuda like that, so no matter where it goes, it comes back again in the schos of man shmoy bi'av.
There's a situation now in France and Paris. An Arab gunman took hostage in a kosher supermarket. He has five hostages. So in the same film.